Speaking of Paula Poundstone, now Paula joined our panel in early 2001 and quickly established a grand tradition of reliably placing third among our three panelists. But something unusual happened during one of our shows during this past year. Let's take you back now to this exciting moment. We're playing our fill-in-the-blank game to determine that week's winner.
Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer, now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores, please?
Roy Blunt Jr. has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Paula Poundstone and P.J. O'Rourke are tied for second. Each has 2.
I see. We have flipped a coin to break the tie. P.J. has elected to go first, so here we go. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Bob Woodward said that to protect reporters' rights, he would be willing to serve part of New York Times reporter Blank's prison sentence.
Judith Miller, and he's fibbing.
You're right. The Washington Post reports that, if he isn't confirmed by the Senate, Blank will accept a recess appointment to be U.N. ambassador.
John Bolton.
Right. Prince Albert II began his reign this week as the new ruler of Blank.
Monaco.
Yes. Puck manufacturer in Glasgow said they would rehire their laid-off workers now that the Blank lockout has ended.
Hockey.
Right. Tom Rogers, the man who created the star-kissed spokesfish Blank, drowned at the age of 87. Charlie the tuna, yes. ABC racked up Emmy nominations with its hit series Lost and the prime-time soap opera Blank.
There you have got me. Was it the World News Tonight?
Desperate Housewives is the name of the show. Construction on a real estate development in Iceland is being delayed while officials wait for permission from Blank.
Penguins.
Close. Elves. A lot of people in Iceland believe in elves. And as such, there are a lot of slightly hidden elf houses in neighborhoods around the country. So according to the New York Times, this has become a headache for some real estate developers who need to get elf clearance for new building projects. In the past, some disputes, some construction developers, I mean, have brought in elf arbitrators.
They got people writing this kind of stuff, and Judith Miller is in jail.
Isn't it amazing? Carl, how did PJ do in our quiz?
PJ had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and PJ has the lead.
All right.
He's
got
12?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got 4.
You have 2 right now. But here's a.
I have 2?
You have 2 right now.
Oh.
But now you can just go nuts because there's lots of questions. Each one's worth 2 points. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The mayor of Paris said that his city would not make a bid to host the 2016 Blanks
Olympics.
Right. As Floridians cleaned up from Hurricane Dennis, people in Texas prepared for Hurricane Blank.
Emily?
Yes. On Wednesday, Michael Chertoff announced that he would be making sweeping changes at the Department of Blank.
Homeland Security?
Right. Saying he acted out of religious conviction, a man on trial in Amsterdam admitted to killing a descendant of Dutch painter Blank.
Van Gogh.
Right. In Florida, police arrested a man on charges he illegally stole someone's Blank.
Shark.
No. Wireless internet connection. W. Pauli Nicholson, the cook who made the legendary peanut butter and banana sandwiches for Blank, died at the age of 76.
Peanut butter and banana sandwiches. For Elvis?
Yes, Elvis.
Oh, thanks.
Through her publicist, Paula Jones has announced her plan to visit the Blank.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I don't know. Paula Jones.
You have to say something.
She's going to visit the Clinton Library.
Yes, the Clinton Library. Ooh. A bank robber in Chicago managed to get away with $56,000 even though he blanked.
Even though he did it at a drive-up window.
Yes, exactly right.
Oh. All right. Hey. All right.
Boy. Amazing. Now, we covered and made fun of an attempt done to this before, because, you know, you pull up to a drive-in window, you put the note in the pneumatic tube, you sit there and wait. How dumb do you have to be?
But this teller put the money in, didn't
exactly she? Right. You just need to find the right teller, yeah, and they did that.
I got fired from that job.
Yeah, he just put the note in, I'm robbing this bank, give me money, sent it in, sat there, waited, the teller took out, read the note, put in $56,000, sent it back, he drove off.
You gotta admire a guy living in hope like that.
Yeah. You have to admire him for succeeding in a weird way. So, Carl, I'm thrilled to ask, how did Paula do?
7 correct answers, Peter. Giving her 14 more points, Paula now has 16 points and the lead.
All right, so how many does Roy need to surpass Paula and win the game?
Well, he needs a 6 to tie, but 7 to win outright.
That's a tall order.
A lot
of pressure, Roy.
Right on.
And I always like to bring this up when this circumstance rolls around. Paula has never won.
So whatever I do, I'm going to be making history. No, either history or...
not.
Not.
Yeah. I'm just pointing that out.
You can be a hero or a goat.
Yeah.
Ready to go? Right. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. A federal judge in Manhattan sentenced ex-WorldCom CEO blank to 25 years in prison.
Bernard Ebbers.
Yes. Citing a busted sensor in a fuel tank, NASA canceled Wednesday's launch of blank.
The shuttle Discovery.
Right. Keepers at the National Zoo celebrated the birth of the first baby blank born in 16 years.
Panda.
Right. Former Democratic presidential candidate and lovelorn bachelor blank announced this week he'd gotten engaged.
Oh, gosh, I've forgotten his name. Dennis Kucinich.
Right. Listeners in Vermont should be on the lookout for a lost parakeet identified by its ability to blank.
Climb every mountain? I don't know.
Speak Hungarian.
Speak Hungarian. Oh, yeah.
Arthur Fletcher, advisor to Republican presidents and the man who was known as the father of blank, died at the age of 80.
Affirmative action.
Yes. On Monday, 7-Eleven stores across the country celebrated the 40th anniversary of the blank.
Of the 11.
No, of the of the Slurpee.
Oh, the Slurpee, sure.
A teenager in England was found at the top of a 130-foot crane after she blanked to get there. She blanked to get there.
She
got there by blanking.
By blanking. By jumping.
No, sleepwalking.
Oh. Huh.
Passersby noted the 15-year-old girl curled up asleep on the concrete counterweight of the crane.
Yeah.
Emergency crews took measures to wake her very carefully before rescuing her from the crane. This is how they did it. This is great. They noticed that she had a cell phone with her, so they called her house. They identified her, called her house, and said, could you call her and wake her up? Don't panic her. And they got her up. Carl, did Roy Blunt do well enough to win?
Roy needed at least 6 correct answers to tie. He had 5. So.
Carl?
For the very first time, Paula Poundstone is this week's champion.
Yay!
Carl, Paula's going to be driving home this weekend. Watch!
So, Paula, how does it feel? This has been years and you finally did it. How does it feel?
Really good.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Our program is directed by Amanda Gibson and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our web guru is Paul Heltzel. Our technical directors are Robert Newhouse and Lorna White with assistance from Gary Yeck. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rada Bede. Our thanks this week to all the Wait, Wait panelists and special guests and, of course, all of our listeners, both at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And yes, you at home. I'm Peter Sagal, and we'll see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.